Speaker 1.
This game's awesome. I had hours of fun. And I reckon it's because the developers of the series really know what they're doing. I mean, this one easily lives up to the reputation of its predecessors. Single players go off on a quest as a 17-year-old cadet intent on saving his sister from an invasion of mysterious life forces. Meanwhile, online players create their own characters, then set off to explore all three planets in a distant solar system. The usual sort of stuff, but all really well thought out. There's only one downside, which is that there's a monthly subscription if you want to play online. Fortunately, the offline part never gets boring, so you can just stick with that.
Speaker 2.
It's one of those games that had the unfortunate luck of being pretty much perfect the first time round. What this means is that, apart from technical updates to graphics and sound quality, the developers didn't really have to change much for the sequels. Not until this one, that is. And now they've almost ruined everything by overcomplicating it. Having said that, a lot of the slightly tedious elements have been cut out, so the whole thing is a tighter, quicker-paced game, which you have to give them credit for. What you get is the familiar, rich, ever-evolving world that'll provide hours of entertainment, but this certainly wouldn't be the one to start out with as a beginner.
Speaker 3.
As a long-time player of the games in this series, I was expecting great things of this new one, which has a new cast of characters, but a familiar setting. There'd been a lot of hype with the creators winning awards and all that, but all in all, it's a bit of a letdown. The graphics, never the strong point of the series, are now kind of okay, but to be honest, I was expecting better. If it wasn't for the really deep and long storyline, it's actually interesting and not just something to click through like in lots of games. There'd hardly be anything to recommend what is really quite an expensive game.
Speaker 4.
Like a lot of people, I'm a little disappointed having waited for this release, which is meant to represent a decade of development experience. Well, I'm finding my game freezes up every time I start to trade with anyone, and sometimes for no reason at all, which is a bit puzzling. The main plus point is the fact that the action takes place in Africa, which makes a nice change if, like me, you're a bit fed up with the usual goblins and other typical characters found in games. The plot sounds complex, but actually, once you get into the game, it's okay. On balance, though, I'd say don't spend any money on it till they've ironed out the glitches.
Speaker 5.
Although there's numerous worlds to traverse and dungeons to delve into, the great thing about this game is there's nothing complex about it. You can pretty much progress at your own pace without needing any particular expertise. But don't forget, it's still basically a cartoon. The world you're in is stylized, so you're not seeing complicated settings or the lines on the characters' faces. There's plenty of detail, though, even in regular TV resolution. And whilst the audio quality's fine, this game's one of a series which is well known for the silly noises the characters make instead of words, which I find pretty annoying. But I guess then it's easy for them to convert the game for other languages.
Now listen to the recording again.
Speaker 1.
This game's awesome. I had hours of fun. And I reckon it's because the developers of the series really know what they're doing. I mean, this one easily lives up to the reputation of its predecessors. Single players go off on a quest as a 17-year-old cadet intent on saving his sister from an invasion of mysterious life forces. Meanwhile, online players create their own characters, then set off to explore all three planets in a distant solar system. The usual sort of stuff, but all really well thought out. There's only one downside, which is that there's a monthly subscription if you want to play online. Fortunately, the offline part never gets boring, so you can just stick with that.
Speaker 2.
It's one of those games that had the unfortunate luck of being pretty much perfect the first time round. What this means is that, apart from technical updates to graphics and sound quality, the developers didn't really have to change much for the sequels. Not until this one, that is. And now they've almost ruined everything by overcomplicating it. Having said that, a lot of the slightly tedious elements have been cut out, so the whole thing is a tighter, quicker-paced game, which you have to give them credit for. What you get is the familiar, rich, ever-evolving world that'll provide hours of entertainment, but this certainly wouldn't be the one to start out with as a beginner.
Speaker 3.
As a long-time player of the games in this series, I was expecting great things of this new one, which has a new cast of characters, but a familiar setting. There'd been a lot of hype with the creators winning awards and all that, but all in all, it's a bit of a letdown. The graphics, never the strong point of the series, are now kind of okay, but to be honest, I was expecting better. If it wasn't for the really deep and long storyline, it's actually interesting and not just something to click through like in lots of games. There'd hardly be anything to recommend what is really quite an expensive game.
Speaker 4.
Like a lot of people, I'm a little disappointed having waited for this release, which is meant to represent a decade of development experience. Well, I'm finding my game freezes up every time I start to trade with anyone, and sometimes for no reason at all, which is a bit puzzling. The main plus point is the fact that the action takes place in Africa, which makes a nice change if, like me, you're a bit fed up with the usual goblins and other typical characters found in games. The plot sounds complex, but actually, once you get into the game, it's okay. On balance, though, I'd say don't spend any money on it till they've ironed out the glitches.
Speaker 5.
Although there's numerous worlds to traverse and dungeons to delve into, the great thing about this game is there's nothing complex about it. You can pretty much progress at your own pace without needing any particular expertise. But don't forget, it's still basically a cartoon. The world you're in is stylized, so you're not seeing complicated settings or the lines on the characters' faces. There's plenty of detail, though, even in regular TV resolution. And whilst the audio quality's fine, this game's one of a series which is well known for the silly noises the characters make instead of words, which I find pretty annoying. But I guess then it's easy for them to convert the game for other languages.